This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Steve is in East Meadow. What's up, Steve?
I called a few months ago and I talked about the Mets and Yankees' constant double standard that I've talked about. When the Mets were going after Soto, it was like, oh, he's not the best outfielder. Now we have Kyle Tucker being talked about getting traded to the Yankees. Now we want to give up the Martian for a one-year rental with no guarantee we're going to sign somebody else. If the roles were reversed and the Yankees landed Soto, he'd be the best right fielder available.
That's not true, Steve. I mean, really, I've said all year he's an awful outfielder, and he is.
I'm not specifically saying UPT.
I don't take it personally.
You sounded like you were.
Guy. Well, sometimes, BT.
Come on, let it loose, Stevie. Go ahead, buddy. A cathartic moment. Go ahead. I'll listen to you, Steve. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, BT, for the most part, you're good. But today you got me, and I'm like, what is he talking about? I had to talk about the standard again. It's ridiculous.
Last one for me, Mike, and we really do appreciate the time. It's a blast having you back on The Fan. Really appreciate it.
Yep.
We just did this before you came on. WFAN Mount Rushmore. Give me your top four.
Come on, how can you ask me that?
You got to do it, Mike. Come on, Mike.
Who better to ask than you? I mean, go ahead, yeah.
Okay. All right. One big rock, me. That's it, you know?
That was the perfect answer. I mean, that was great.
Pebble for Mad Dog.
Mike is the king. In case you missed it, check out on the free Odyssey app. What a blast.
It's great.
Really, like, for us, it's a thrill. But for the fan listener, I know Mike still does the podcast.
Yep.
Come on. We need Mike on The Fan. So it was an honor that he would decide to come on with us.
Awesome.
But I love the fact that the WFAN listener got a chance to hear from the greatest ever do it here on The Fan, or at least one of the greatest ever do it here on The Fan. Let's finish up on the phones. Actually, hold on. Yeah, speaking of when Mike was here. Now, I don't know if you remember this, BT, but I used to dress up the studio sometimes because I was behind the scenes working the board.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, Mike was on Yes at the time.
Yep.
And they would come in and build the Christmas set. And he used to have, it was this very studio, the Mike Francesa Studios. He was here, and they would build this very set out with beautiful Christmas decorations and a train that would actually move and go in a circular, whatever. It was a nice little thing. And Evan Roberts has taken over the reins here, trying to build the train and the Christmas decorations in the studio now. And
It looks horrible.
No.
It looks horrible.
A for effort, though, no?
Yes. And I do applaud Evan for doing this, because if Evan didn't try, nobody would do it. They obviously don't do this for us anymore. They just stopped with Mike. I remember seeing this on the Yes Network, and yeah, it looked pretty good. I mean, a little cheesy, but it was well designed. It was
the train moved. It was a nice little train going around the tracks.
A little cheesy, but that's just I always thought a little
poinsettias.
I get it, but it was at least like symmetrical and it operated.
It looked good.
Evan Drew, he comes in, he's got like a big ball of cotton, again, to replicate snow, appreciate the effort. Then it looks like a post-war city, is what it looks like. There are little
like
tiny...
Like Gotham City after...
Or the Penguin.
As I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly, a little bit. I mean, there's just, first of all, there's like a wooden plank, and so the train can't go anywhere. You know, I can't even knock Ev because he tried more than anybody else.
Yes,
but
A for effort.
It is a sad depiction of what the train scene used to be here.
We do need to, Evan though, is on to something here. Like, I know that this is not, and they're on TV for a couple hours. Obviously, when they're on TV, whatever, we got to clean this studio up.
It's a disaster.
It's a mess. There's crap that's sitting in here for months. There's like a
He's
random.
He's got stupid clippers from when he wasn't shaving his beard. Trying to get Alonzo out of his slump.
It's got to get out of here. There's a picture of Mike Piazza sitting on the desk in the car. Like, come on, what are we doing
it's
here?
Awful.
Tried to bring in some bobbleheads or some figures to at least clean up a little bit. They get broken. Yeah, I got my standings board over there, but it just looks.
Well, I got my helmet, FAN helmet with the American flag popping out, which is in every social media clip. Other than that, I haven't brought a whole lot. I mean, Evan's got three books over here.
We got to clean this up.
Here's the bottom line. Most of it's Evan's, and Evan is a man boy. That's what it comes down to. Well, He's a man boy.
I mean, we're kind of man boys, too.
You are different than he is.
Well, I mean, I'm a man's man boy. Are you saying I'm a more manly man boy?
I mean,
look at our offices. You know, posters from the 80s all over the place. The poppin' shop back there. Like, I like to be baseball cards. I want to be a kid. I mean, we're talking sports. I don't want to be.
But like, but
I don't want to worry about drones and politics.
I want to
worry about baseball stuff and fun stuff and sports stuff.
If those drones don't disappear, I'm not a big gun guy. I'm going to find a bazooka. I'm going to start knocking them
out
of the sky.
I'm not into. I have not seen one. Have you seen it?
My wife's seen a bunch. Yeah.
Okay, so I hear Al talking about it or whatever.
Yeah, I know. Al's
today,
really concerned.
Yeah, today I woke up to a text that somebody sent me saying that a truck-size drone is down in the area that I live in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what? Hey, what is a truck-size drone? Like an actual truck?
Yeah, I mean, they are...
That's big? That's how big a drone? That's not a truck, that's a ship.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of this. Really, the way I am with anything, I really don't pay attention. I mean, I'm aware of everything, but I don't really get emotionally invested. Yeah. Like, I don't live through fear. I don't. But, you know, now, and my wife, for the last week, my wife's been saying, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. It's probably the government or whatever. I just didn't really. I remember seeing Craig with a post about 2 weeks ago, because she lives by us, not too far out in New Jersey. I'm like, what is this? And I just didn't really think much about it. Now it's got to end. I mean, the government, who hasn't said a word, like the local government has chimed in a little bit, but the federal government needs to let us know what the hell this is, these things are.
Yeah, the only thing that I read about it was that they didn't know what they were, and that the governor of New Jersey, I believe, called a state of emergency.
Yeah, Murphy, he was pretty decent
about
it.
The way that they would with the snowstorm, it's basically the same thing, like... I haven't seen them firsthand, so to me, it's still not really a major thing. But like,
they're all over.
I'm starting
to
get texts about it, and it drops in the town that we live in.
They're all over.
And what do you mean they're all over? How could this be legal, you idiots? How could you create something that would allow drones to fly through this airspace?
Well, because
like, that's stupid.
Because our air defense, I don't want to go down this lane, but our air defense is 10, 12, 15 years too antiquated. So as the developments in technology
with
other countries, if this is indeed, and some people think it could be, an adversary, could it be China? Could it be Russia? I mean, there's a lot of stuff at play here.
This was a problem years in the making is my point.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool, look at the drones.
Oh,
look
at the pictures. Drone, take a picture, sure.
Yeah, look at your backyard and this or that. Yeah. No.
No, you're spying on me.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be allowed. Cameras.
Or not even they are spying. Who the hell knows what...
I don't even want cameras in my yard for security because when I'm hanging out by the fire pit talking about my wife, she can go back and listen. Nah, just kidding.
That's a good point, those
but, you know,
cameras.
Like, these drones are out of hand. Somebody wake up and somebody do something.
Terrence is calling from Weehawken in New Jersey. What's up, Terrence?
Hey, Terrence.
Hey, what's up, fellas? I met BT at between the 15th and 16th hole at this club, and he's great. He's like, what are you, Jet, giant guy? And I was like, I'm a Jet guy. But I'd like to see how DeVito does. And I'm just real happy they're putting him in again.
I remember bumping into you, man. I actually did. I was on the back nine at a course that's no longer there, unfortunately.
No.
I think you were your brother. A couple of big, they looked like offensive. The guy's walking at me like an offensive lineman. I'm like, this guy got a problem with me? Like, he was like walking very fast. I'm like, having a rough day, you know? And then he turned out to be a huge FAN listener, loves the show, big fan. He wanted to talk a little DeVito, and I was breaking his chops because he's a Jets guy.
What'd he say about me?
He didn't bring you up.
Okay.
He didn't bring you up. He brought up me and Frances.
I'm happy DeVito is starting. As I said, I was listening to Phil with Boomer and Geo this morning driving in, thinking about, like, what are we doing here with Drew Locke? Like, Drew Locke, he's horrible. Not that DeVito's going to be much better, but I want to
horrible.
I want to see what he could do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you totally. Now, it's not like DeVito's 21. DeVito's, you know, because his path to the NFL was not direct, as we know. So, you know, he's not that much younger than Drew Locke. I love the story. I know exactly where Cedar Grove is. I play a lot of sports there. I coach there a lot. I love it. It's a great town. I'm not rooting him for him just because he's from Cedar Grove, but if it's kind of close, give me the kid from Cedar Grove.
When we reconvene tomorrow, will the Yankees have a first baseman and or new outfielder?
They will not have Tucker by today. I believe they will have either Walker, and if Walker goes to the Nationals, they will very quickly pivot to Bellinger to deal.
Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks to Dove, Hoff as well. Special thanks to Mike.
Big Mike
Francesa coming on with us. What a pleasure that was to have him on. Check it out on the free Odyssey app. Evan and Tiki there coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.